From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell has been sentenced to 2 years in prison on federal corruption charges. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports it's a lot less than prosecutors had asked for, but McDonnell says he'll appeal.
A string of character witnesses at the hearing pleaded for leniency. McDonnell's lawyer read from some of the hundreds of letters attesting to his compassion, integrity, and lifetime of public service. Legal analysts say all that clearly had an impact, though the jail time should still serve as a warning for other politicians who accept gifts from constituents. After the sentencing, McDonnell spoke briefly to reporters.
I have immense faith in the justice system, but I have tremendous faith and trust in the providence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The judge ordered McDonnell to report to jail February 9th. He's asking to remain free on bail while his case is appealed. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
The new Congress was gaveled in today with Republicans formally taking control of the Senate. As NPR's Brackton Booker explained, senators on both sides of the aisle are optimistic about getting things done, but also had friendly advice for their colleagues across the aisle.
Senators are still adjusting to their new roles. Dick Durbin, an Illinois Democrat and party leader, is now in the minority.
I'm hoping that it turns out the Democrats will be more effective, productive, and cooperative in the minority than the Republicans were when we were in the majority.
Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina pushed back.
Here's what I'm telling Democrats. You're going to get a chance to express yourself as a minority. Take advantage of it. You denied us that right.
In a sign of bipartisanship, two senators earlier in the day introduced legislation on the Keystone XL pipeline. But the White House says if it passes Congress, the president will veto it. Brackton Booker, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. House has reelected Republican John Boehner to serve a third term as Speaker. Boehner, who will serve another two-year term, now enjoys an even stronger majority after the November elections. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi was Boehner's main challenger for the job. Orders to the nation's mines, factories, and utilities fell for a fourth straight month in November. The Commerce Department says factory orders declined 0.7%, much of the weakness due to a drop in demand for primary metals, industrial machinery, and military aircraft. Worker economist Hugh Johnson says it's important to dig a bit deeper into some key components that determine the monthly numbers.
You want to look beyond some of the really big ticket items to say the orders for computers. Yeah, that's very important to get an idea or a sense of what's going on in the technology component of the U.S. economy, which is so important. And that's holding up reasonably well.
Economist Hugh Johnson. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 130 points to 17,371. The Nasdaq fell 59 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Authorities in New York say they are questioning three suspects in connection with the shooting of two New York plainclothes officers responding to a call about a robbery. Police say one of the suspects was seen on a surveillance video from the crime scene in the Bronx. Both officers are listed in stable condition after the incident, which occurred about 10:30 last night. Shooting comes 2 weeks after New York police officers were shot dead while sitting in their patrol car. Gastric bypass surgery to treat severe obesity not only helps people lose weight, it also extends life. That's according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Researchers analyzed the health of 2,500 obese patients who had bariatric surgery at Veterans Affairs medical centers across the country. They compared them to obese patients who didn't have surgery. 10 years later, those who had surgery had a 53% lower risk of dying from any cause than those who didn't. The findings are important because earlier research suggested benefit for younger, healthier women. But these patients were mostly men, and their average age was 52. Researchers say the findings add to evidence that bariatric surgery is extremely valuable for severely obese individuals. Losing weight can decrease the risk of heart disease and a number of cancers. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
It may surprise you, but the majority of deaths due to excessive consumption of alcohol, what's commonly known as alcohol poisoning, do not involve teens or young people. According to the CDC, most of those who die from acute alcohol poisoning are actually middle-aged, between the ages of 35 and 64. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.